Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have 2014 Next Top Credit Union Executive winner, Mr. Alex Castley from Integris Credit Union, talking about the 2015 competition, so check it out. Hey, how has life been since you won last year the 2014 Next Top Credit Union Executive from CUES? How's life been?
Well, it's been awesome. Well, I'm on a bookmark.
Like, nice.
Who would have thought? If nothing else, that has been awesome. I'm now in my own books. You know, I got these the other day. Our CEO came back from a conference and he brought these back and laughed at me a little bit. So, no, but it's been really, really busy, good busy. There's a difference for sure.
Good.
In addition to all the things I've done in the past, which includes, you know, HR and communications, I've taken on kind of our training and development department a little bit.
So, well done.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's been pretty wild. I think fun, because as you remember, fun was my topic, has really kind of been embedded in our DNA now. And I'm seeing staff do things on their own that are just hilarious. Maybe not because of me, but it's nice to see that I'm not the only crazy one out there. There's a lot of us. It's good.
It's a little infectious. All right. We like to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, just to kind of give people a reminder, and also let's step back a little bit. The reason why we're talking to you today is because the 2015 CUES Next Top Executive, Next Top Credit Union Executive contest has kicked off, and we want to talk to last year's winner, obviously, to get a kind of a scoop on it. But let's step back a little bit here. And what was your platform for last year's contest? I mean, it dealt a lot with humor and creating kind of a cool culture at the credit union. So if you can provide us with a couple of details, that would be awesome.
Yeah, sure. So kind of the overarching theme was that engagement should be a strategy for a credit union. A lot of credit unions already do that extremely well.
Yep.
For us, we decided to take a new tactic, which was to kind of incorporate fun through any external, internal communications and activities. And we did that in a number of ways. And we had a lot of success because for us, we were looking to attract that younger demographic to our credit union. We have an aging demographic within our system already. And so there's a bit of a disconnect with the words credit union and younger people. There was. I don't think there is anymore. I'm actually seeing kind of a shift in the last year or two, that people are starting to understand what a credit union is. And that's because of great communication and marketing by other credit unions around our country. I'm not sure what it's like in the States, but definitely in Canada, people, it's a grassroots feeling and people are really buying into that. So I think we as a credit union system have really come a long way in just kind of really communicating that value proposition and why people should join a credit union. But yeah, I used fun and we're still kind of retaining that a little bit. We're moving in a bit different direction. We went through a rebranding process this last couple months. Well, actually last year, kind of came out this last month. And so we're kind of shifting things a little bit. It's kind of neat.
Very cool. Yeah, because I mean, looking at the financial services industry as a whole, I think in any country, it's kind of a, I don't want to say the word stodgy, but it's kind of conservative in its ways. And it's very cool to see folks like you, and there's a lot of other people out there doing, having some fun with it and showing some humor. And I think that really is engaging to any audience, whether you're a millennial or a boomer or Gen X, whatever, you know, but it seems to resonate quite well with the millennial crowd.
Yeah, and that was the kind of interesting outcome, is that we were targeting the younger demographic, but we found, you know, our grandparents of some of the staff were saying, this is pretty cool. You guys are doing some neat things. So, yeah.
Finance should be fun. Come on.
It should be. Finance. Absolutely.
That's right. All right. Hey, let's get to the competition itself. I mean, how do you think this competition benefits the industry? Because I think it really brings in a younger group, a younger crowd into the credit union industry and positions them to be our future leaders, which I think is obviously a good thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if I can completely attribute it to this whole competition, but I do think the competition does a great job at attracting young people as potential employees to credit unions, because I think in the past, it's not necessarily top of mind, oh, I want to go work for a credit union, at least not where I am. And, you know, with this sort of thing, I think we're seeing a lot more people, this and a number of other, you know, activities are going on out there. A lot more younger people are wanting to join the credit union system because they're recognized and they're given autonomy and they're given, you know, that the ability to do something different and you know, we're not necessarily seeing that in every industry or every company. So, so I think that's helped. The other thing I think is this competition's really kind of, it's what I find interesting is by writing blogs and putting videos out there, you get people taking an interest and they might not know what a credit union is, but they're going to look into it because they're seeing these blogs out there and these videos. And I know personally when I was putting blogs out there, I did have some messages. I didn't even know what a credit union was. So this is quite neat that somebody's putting on a competition for credit union, young credit union people. So I think there's a ton of value in this competition. You know, both personally and professionally, it's helped me a great deal. And I think it helps anyone, even just, even if you don't make it to the top 15 or top five, just by thinking more about what you do and how it makes an impact, it just benefits who you are and where you work, I think, a great deal. So the competition's incredible.
Yeah, indeed. I have to give a shout out to Tim McAlpine at Currency Marketing, who is the brainchild behind this whole thing. And then obviously Q's and DGJ Myers, who are big supporters of the contest. And just, you know, kudos to those folks for really bringing this to the forefront and, you know, and bringing folks like you up to the forefront for our industry. I think it's, again, I think it's awesome. And so, well, I mean, what advice do you have for this year's contestants? I mean, obviously all these people are coming in with kind of fresh ideas and fresh outlooks and stuff. I mean, what advice do you have for those folks?
Yeah, I know, you know, for me, I personally worried a little bit what people would think of me, and I'm just putting that out there. And so, you know, I think if you were nominated, you're nominated for a reason. And so, you know, if you had an idea and it's a little bit different and you're worried what people might think, don't just go for it, because it's those different ideas that are really going to put you, set you apart and really move the industry forward. So be yourself, do what you do, be your authentic self, and you'll have success. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely step out. It's definitely a step outside your comfort zone.
Oh,
because
for sure.
You guys are up there. I mean, you're obviously doing the blogging and the video production and all that type of stuff to get nominated. But when you go to the finals, I mean, you're up there on stage in front of, you know, hundreds of credit union executives and media. And then there's also the live stream. So there's a little bit of pressure there, but that helps you grow as a professional and as a human being. Builds a little character, I think.
Oh, it does for sure. I gained so much confidence in public speaking from this particular competition. I'd spoken in front of people before, but this was kind of really intimidating, and I didn't get a ton of sleep the night before, I'm not going to lie, but you know what? It was a learning experience for sure, and the other competitors with me, we really grew together in a couple of days, and they were just phenomenal people, and yeah, just the confidence I've gotten out of this competition, I can't ask for more. Yep. It was great.
Cool. Yeah, I've experienced these contests in the past and helping cover them and stuff. And everybody that I've talked to have just been stellar folks and great professionals, down to earth, but, you know, have a passion for this industry to want to see it move forward. And sounds like you fit that bill as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right. And thanks for the humor as well. I mean, I remember last year's presentation. I mean, everyone was busting up, but it had a lot of great content as well. It had a purpose. So,
great. So thank you.
You married the two together quite well.
Cool.
All righty, sir. All right. Well, anything else to wrap up, Alex? I mean, any messages for the contestants out there or any last words for the competition itself?
Yeah, I wanted to thank Q's and DDJ Myers and Currency Marketing for really putting this on and helping the contestants, if you will, get through this process. It's really quite neat. It's rewarding for young people, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And good luck to everyone. If anyone wants to reach out to me, absolutely do it. I'd be more than happy to speak about it. And if you've got concerns or reservations, that's where I can certainly help, because I had big concerns and big reservations, but you got a network of people out there who support you, and I'm one of them. So absolutely keep in touch and
fantastic.
Looking forward to seeing the projects come to fruition. That's going to be pretty cool. Yep.
In the true credit union spirit, everyone can reach out to you or whomever or the other contestants as well. So we're here to help each other big time.
Yes, for sure.
Very cool. Yeah. Great message to end on, Alex. And again, congratulations. And
thank you.
Will you be at the show, Bunny Chan, at the finals to kind of hand off the big award? Or
I'm not sure yet. I would like to be. So that's where I can leave that. I would love to be. So we'll see.
We'll pull some strings for you. Get you out there to the next show. So very
Let's
well.
See.
Good job, Alex. I mean, you're a great representative for the millennial crowd and the up and coming professionals in our industry. So stay with us, and we look forward to seeing your success as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for everything. Have a great day.
Indeed. You do as well, sir.
Okay.